Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
A summer camp for the Illuminati. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
People hear Illuminati, they're just like...
They're like, damn, dollar bills. Right?
Right? That's what they always go.
Damn.
Well, there's going to be a mention of dollar bills in this episode.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I know a little bit. I read the Illuminati trilogy. Did you ever read that?
No.
I got very into it.
Is it a three-part book?
Yeah. It checks out.
Yeah. Well, this is... What we're going to be talking about is Bohemian Grove. Are you familiar with Bohemian Grove? It's not the Grove Mall.
But where where do I
there's
get...
There's no food court.
There's no container store by it?
No, not at all.
Where do I go to get Chipotle? Be specific.
Not the Bohemian Grove,
oh,
which we're going to get into. But what people love is they're like, can you promote next week's episode even before you've started this week's episode?
And guess what?
We're going to do that.
We can.
We can, and we will.
Surprise, surprise. It's happening right now.
The next three episodes will be a
three-parter trilogy.
It is a trilogy. It's not the Illuminati trilogy.
Okay. Is it by the Grove?
What? No. Well, I mean, it's a little bit.
We were
a little
bit adjacent.
It's a little bit. Everything's close to the Grove, depending on what time of day it is.
Yeah.
We are going to starting to coincide with the anniversary of the death of Janis Joplin.
Oh my God!
In a little bit, because it's the month of Halloween, we want to do something special.
What else do you need? Like, fucking Janis Joplin, death anniversary, and Halloween bundled in one. Holy fuck. You don't even know what we have in store.
Yeah, you don't even know.
I don't even think you can fathom it.
We recorded these episodes in the hotel room where Janis Joplin died.
Literally, we were on the bloodstain. There's no bloodstain.
I'm sorry. They're like, we've been meaning to get to that for the last 50 years, but, you know.
Yeah. There were crumbs.
Yeah, but you made them.
Yeah.
From pizza.
Okay.
They weren't haunted crumbs. It was Domino's.
We had a lot of leftover pizza, I do want to say. So next time we have one of these events, you got to be there if you're in LA.
Yeah. So it's going to be...
In fact, wait. We do have one of these events. This will come out, and then that Saturday, we are having a stand-up show at Heritage Square, and we will be recording from... That's right.
Yeah.
That's where we can do an episode from Heritage Square.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. It's going to be spooky as hell. It's this place where a lot of the old Victorians from Bunker Hill got moved to this place.
This downtown LA?
Yeah, Bunker Hill, downtown LA. The places where the rich people lived in the financial district, they would go up Angel's Flight, which is the shortest
train. Oh, I love
Angel's
Flight.
Yeah, 50 cents, baby. A lot of fatalities. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah. That's an episode.
Yeah, that's an episode.
Don't wait.
For
don't
sure.
give it away for free.
Okay.
Not that it's ever cost anybody, but yeah.
Exactly. So we are doing a show there. We're going to have a lot of stand-ups and storytellers. We're going to do some hot content from there.
Yeah.
It's going to all happen next week. And then after that, we have our Janis Joplin series. It's going to be fucking bonkers.
Yeah. That's going to be next week's episode will be part one.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we part two.
And then what about that? After that?
Part seven. That's the mystery.
Oh!
3 through 6 are ghosts.
Keep them on the dose. We hate you. Also, we hate you.
Yeah. That's going to be exciting. They're very expensive episodes. Those are very expensive. So if you wanted to contribute to our Patreon.
Please do. Do you want us to keep being able to afford to go to shitty hotels in Hollywood and report from them?
Yeah. And order pizza.
Yeah. Do you want to order Domino's pizza?
But it's going to have, we have the third and final episode of that series, not ours, I hope. And if we want, we want to go to other places to record them, it costs money. It costs money, but we love doing it. And I feel it gives it a little bit of some authenticity.
Yeah. Like we're ready to go around the fucking world. To do this. So we just need the funds to help us do that. The fun. fun
dessert. So good.
So help us.
Patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Uh-huh. I think I'm going to be able to have some exclusive stuff from our stay there
for
the Patreon. So if you're really into like weird stuff, the medium part is...
It is nuts. And actually, we should have her on because she is, first of all, a fellow Badger. You know what? Go UW.
Yeah.
Jason's patiently waiting for the good shit. Yeah. But she is a medium and she just walked in there and like... immediately felt shit. Yeah. I'm not gonna say anything else.
She
immediately felt some shit going on.
And it freaked us out.
Yeah. I mean, we don't want to spoil it because it's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And you should really, if you're gonna listen to any episode, listen to all of them.
Yeah. And if you're gonna listen to any
but
more,
if you're gonna repeat them, listen to this one.
Yeah, play it on loop. And if you want to give us a rate and review, if you're on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, please,
we'd love that.
Follow us on Spotify, follow the show, so you don't want to miss any episodes.
I am not above thanking people personally for their contributions,
like showing up to their homes and stuff like
that. Yeah, I'm not above having someone who has listened and reviewed take me out for a drink, and who knows what'll happen, you know.
We know what's going to happen. So Heritage Square.
It is, we're promoting, but the event is also sold out. But there is a wait list.
There's a wait list.
They're going to be doing a movie screening and a ghost tour in one of the houses on Heritage Square. We'll have the info up on Instagram.
Instagram, Ghost Town Pod.
Yeah, so please, like, it's going to be super fun. We've got a great lineup and some spooky shit and some hilarious shit, just like us.
Yeah, and it's sold out because of us. Definitely. Because
I mean, like, get off my nuts, world. Like, star power. I only am one person. Yeah. I only have so much to give.
Star power. And then next week, make sure to listen to the three-part The Death of Janis Joplin.
Yeah, I'm so excited for it.
I'm very excited.
Like, we really geeked out there. And
with interviews with your mom.
And your other mom.
Yeah.
Your two moms.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, we had an interview with your mom.
Oh, my mom, yeah.
Yeah, yep. What do you think I was making fun of my
mom? I'm a little tipsy, I think.
Oh, are you?
I think it's like the big, like, I feel like I'm, I got this wind of, I have friends in town this week. You don't care. Anyway, we went out and we had some drinks, but then, like, it's been a while, but we also were out in the sun a while, and I think I'm a little loopy.
Good.
Who cares?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, I could take the wheel, because this is a boys' club we're about to talk about. Bohemian Grove is a boys' club, Rebecca.
Oh, they,
for the most
all right,
part, yeah.
Fucking
so take it from
cool.
me, a
Will
real
you
man.
Stand on the outside of the sidewalk so I don't get splashed by water from oncoming cars.
No, I wouldn't let that happen. So Bohemian Grove is restricted, Rebecca. Restricted.
What's that mean?
It means there's restrictions. 2,700 acre campground located at 20601 Bohemian Avenue in Monte Rio, California. Belonging to a private San Francisco-based gentleman's club known as the Bohemian Club.
I love a Jenny's club.
You know, like the word bohemian, I was like, like boho. It's like very kind of like
big glasses.
This is not that. This is not that.
What did bohemian mean then?
If the name was called like the Chipotle Club, I guess that's what it might, maybe they would be called Chipotle
No
Grove.
Cilantro.
Yeah, yeah. The No Cilantro Grove. Mm-hmm. So this is a place where, ones you would call the decision makers, current former presidents, people of influence, businessmen. Rebecca? Businessmen.
It's technically businessmen's.
Men's. Businessmen's. People of influence. That's why it has that Illuminati vibe. This is like a hotbed for Illuminati. And I first got familiar with Bohemian Grove because there was a movie by Harry Shearer from... the Christopher
Spinal
Guest movie,
Tap,
Spinal
yeah,
Tap.
Yeah.
He's part of that. But he had a movie called
Simpsons.
Teddy Bear's Picnic.
Do you like that song? That song is fucking creepy as fuck. I want to put it on Instagram.
Okay, so it's... and that's loosely based on this like kind of secret campground where...
is that what that song is for? Holy
maybe,
shit.
Maybe, yeah. I haven't seen that movie in a while, but that's kind of what kind of alerted me to this. So then I kind of went... There's just tons of... there's tons of information and it's kind of all over the place. Mm. It's just like people that like the Illuminati or conspiracy.
Well, the lyrics are, if you go down to the woods today, be sure of a big surprise. Illuminati.
Yeah. Is that how it went?
Yeah. I did a little bit of...
creative...
license.
Yeah. It was... that song with Rebecca Lieb, like W/Rebecca
yeah,
Lieb.
Yeah, yeah. Feet. Not Cardi B, Rebecca Lieb.
they know the difference. They think they know the difference.
Fair enough.
For 2 weeks every summer, the 2,700-acre secured private camp in the ancient Redwood Forest of Northern California plays host to some of the most powerful men in the world. Every Republican, hello, U.S. president since 1923, has been a member of the club.
Not the Dems.
Nope. Eisenhower, Nixon, Reagan, the Bush family. Yeah. And it maintains a strong involvement to this day. Although, I thought they stopped maybe doing it in 2008. I'm not 100% sure. The top secret operation behind the development of the atomic bomb, the A-bomb. Also known as the Manhattan Project.
Heard of it.
Manhattan, New York City.
A project.
Sex in the City. I don't know. Was first planned at the Grove, not that Grove, uh-huh. in 1942, and it's said to have played a key role in major political and business deals since it was founded in the late 1800s.
Damn.
I got a website called Messy Nessie Chic. Has a pretty cool site that has like a lot of really great pictures, so I pulled some information because that site did a lot of the work. And so thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being out there that we can pilfer.
Absolutely, but you know what? I give cred.
Yeah, we're getting some credit here.
I give some cred. Come on now.
Yeah, we're going to send traffic your way. Yeah.
Can someone send some our way, though, at some point?
We're going to send three cars back to you.
Yeah, so
we are enjoy running it. Shit over here.
She's like, I have 1,000,003.
She's like, I don't give a shit about you. Take whatever, because you are nobody.
Yeah, you're nothing. She's right. The club motto is "Weaving spiders come not here."
What the fuck is that? Like, that is such a cult motto.
Oh yeah,
weaving spiders come not here. What does that even mean?
It implies
if you're busy doing something, like we don't want.
Well, it implies that that outside business deals and networking are not allowed. Like it's,
but they're all present. Like it's like, of course they're networking.
But you're supposed to. I know. Well, I guess like. That's kind of the rule, but you know, people would kind of pair off and talk biz. Mm-hmm. I think officially that's
rules
kind of
made to be broken.
Yeah, they're bad boys.
Yeah,
how do you think they got there? There's sleeping quarters, so it's like or camps are scattered throughout the Grove, of which it's reported there were a total of 118 as of 2007. These camps, which are frequently patrilineal.
Yeah. Well, it's passed down from father to son.
Okay. I heard the patriarchy and I, you know how I get.
You check the fuck out. You're like, I can't with this. No. Like, I don't even want to know what I'm saying.
Don't even want to know. That's the principal means which high level business and political contacts and friendships are formed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I guess it's kind of like, listen, you know, we have a lot of pressure. We're making a lot of big decisions. Mm-hmm. A lot rests on our shoulders. Let's get together with other equally
influential, high-powered, rich, white.
And be like, hey, how do we double and triple down on probably suspect things we're doing?
Yeah. Oh, 1,000%. It's you don't need a secret club if you're doing fucking, if you're having, like, tea parties. You know, like,
yeah,
you
if you're, like, doing charity, you know what I mean?
Yeah, if you're, like, if everything's tax-deductible, like, you don't, like, you know, like, you don't need that shit.
You don't need that, yeah.
But
they need to get away. And some of these pictures, it is very, like, cult-like.
I love it. I mean, like,
a lot of hood, little hoods.
I feel like I've vaguely heard of this, but I don't know the story. So now I get the full shit.
Yeah, well, from me, which is not the best.
It's good enough for me, well, and I don't care.
So I'll just read some random facts, and you'll be like, oh, that sounds nice. 170%. Interesting. That makes sense.
Oh, fascinating.
One of some of the camp names?
Yes, please.
Hill Billies.
Damn.
Mandalay.
Bay?
Yeah, I know.
Is this word association?
Pretty much. Caveman, Stowaway, Uplifters, Owl's Nest. Oh.
Which one would you want to be in?
We'll get to that one. Hideaway, Isle of Aves, Lost Angels. That's me, baby. I'm just a lost angel who fell from heaven, baby.
Oh,
come
God.
On. What's up, girl?
I am having a visceral reaction
what's
to that.
Up?
Oh. What's up? But also, what's up?
But it is true. Like, beside all that, what's up?
Yeah, what is up?
That's the common thing. You know what I mean? You can bring it back to what's up. Silverado squatters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you've got the Silverado, why do you need to squat? Like,
yeah,
you
know,
just to get the monies.
Yeah, what are you? What? What? Huh?
This one's for you. Semper Virens. Ooh.
What's that mean? What does that word mean?
Hillside, which is a lot like hillbillies. They were just
also Hillside's like, you didn't fit into any of the other ones.
And this
you came late.
This one will Idlewild.
Oh.
Oh. There's a camp. There's an Idlewild camp. It's a park. Yeah, but I think it was like a camp for like theatricals.
Oh, no. Was it Interlaken?
Oh, I don't know.
Idlewild is in the desert, India.
All right, well.
And here.
I'd say somebody fact check that, but don't care.
Who would? Who would do that?
Yeah, who's that?
Who would our podcast? Okay.
Who would have, so each camp has a captain and one of the many jobs, the upkeep of the area. Many local Sonoma contractors have performed a variety of tasks in these camps throughout the years. Many contractors have stated their quest to work to be simple and eco-friendly.
Love it.
Put the cigarette butts out in the lake. Not in a garbage can.
Exactly.
They have, it's kind of like a camp. They have like different recreational things.
Like archery and rituals. Ropes course.
I mean, the pictures make it look like.
I can't wait to see this shit.
Yeah, it's like pretty, I think, you know, obviously more in the like 1800s, when the Masons and stuff like that, where everything's very ritual, a lot of handshakes and secrets.
I love shit like that. I love so a conspiracy. Cool. Like,
let me in.
I know. I mean, the Illuminati, again, I read in college and I was very high for most of college, so I don't remember much of it. But it was fascinating, like to know to the extent of like the reach of this place of Illuminati and like other groups that we don't even know about. If we know about it, it's done. Like it's like there's shit we don't even know.
Yeah. I got a bottle of water in front of me, so I'm good, girl. I don't need to know anymore.
Where's that from?
Yeah, you got a LaCroix.
Yeah, LaCroix.
Yeah, so we're good. Have central spaces and recreation and entertainment areas. Maybe you can get a gig there.
What kind of entertaining?
We can perform in the Grove Stage.
Like pickleball?
The Grove Stage is an amphitheater primarily for the Grove Play production. So maybe Eisenhower did My Fair Lady. I don't know if that time is that anachronistic. Is that the word I'm thinking of? Was My Fair Lady was out after Eisenhower was
after?
Present.
After? I mean, I'm not quite sure, but definitely
Nixon
like,
definitely would have definitely been in there.
What's the Jesus play? God.
Jesus Christ Superstar?
Godspell. Yeah. Godspell, where it's played Second Wise Man and Godspell.
Yeah. There's a field circle, just a more amphitheater, where they do musical comedy for Spring Jinx. Get crazy.
This is like a real camp, but with old white men.
Yeah. There's Campfire Circle, there's the Museum Stage, the Dining Circle, which seats approximately 1,500 diners simultaneously.
Damn.
It's a lot of forks.
Rec Hall, Mess Hall.
The Clubhouse. which is a multi-purpose area and the site that the Manhattan Project planning meeting held in 1942.
Damn.
In the Bay Area.
Damn.
Now,
I mean, it's all these things, like I picture the lodges from Jewish youth camp.
Yeah.
But
Jews.
No, definitely no Jews. No. Goodbye.
The Owl Shrine and the Lake. Oh, m'lady.
Do you think they told campfires? Do you think they played Capture the Flag?
I don't know. Maybe. But they use humans.
Someone would play for them. Yeah. It's like the most dangerous game.
It's an artificial lake in the interior of the grove used for the noontime concerts. They got a concert at noon?
Damn.
Yeah.
Who can get up for that?
Yeah, come on. Lakeside Talks, which is like maybe their TED Talks, but about more control and more money.
Exactly. Who else to like get implicate in crimes?
Yeah. These informal talks, many on public policy issues, which is like, I thought you were supposed to, maybe this is when you could talk about it.
Yeah, it's like the whole motto of this place is like, don't talk about business. And the whole place is like, business.
It would be entertainers, professors, astronauts, business leaders, cabinet offers, the CIA.
What? Astronaut dogs?
future presidents and former presidents.
What? How do you even know?
I don't think they knew maybe at the time to like, hey, what's up, they future probably. President? He's like, I never even know. We know that you're going to be president. Trust us.
They're so powerful.
It is up to us.
Oh, damn. Yeah. That is so interesting.
Yeah. So, interesting fun fact. Not that I like to bring this person up or give him any kind of press, but in July 2000, Alex Jones and his cameraman got in there and filmed the ceremony, which he characterized as a pseudo-pagan worship and a cult ritualistic.
They didn't see him? Like, where was he hiding? Like, this isn't like a Roald Dahl, like, witch's style. Like, he's in a closet.
Yeah, maybe he was kind of like fat and white, and they're like, yeah.
Sure. They're like, no one recognized him?
An occult ritualistic shedding of conscience and abuse of power. If I didn't know who Alex Jones was, I'd be like, oh, okay. You're trying
but
to
play. They all fucking know Alex Jones.
Yeah, I know.
Jones?
You
should be looking out
for him. That's 2000. It was in 2000.
You think it's like, so you think like in 2000, it's kind of past, you think that it's past its prime? I think, like, I feel like it is.
Probably.
But You know, especially because we know about it. Yeah.
So we were talking about the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Conspiracy theorists are also quick to point out that the owl, the Bohemian Grove's mascot since the founding of the club, is hidden in the upper right-hand corner of every $1 bill.
Excuse me.
And we have this $1
bill. We have a dollar in the house.
Yes. Now, this could have been one of your Patreon dollars you could have sent us.
Yeah.
To help us
out. You could have been touching a dollar that was yours.
Do you want to see if you can find an owl in the upper right-hand corner?
Yeah, I'm looking
corner?
For an owl.
I mean,
I see some leaves.
Two Jews looking at money.
Yeah, like it's born to that baby.
Yeah,
an owl in the corner.
Yeah, the upper right hand corner.
Upper right. I was looking at left.
I mean, I guess you can make anything seem like it's an owl, right?
Nothing here looks like a fucking.
And there's enough.
Oh wait, no.
Do you see an owl?
Yeah, fucking holy shit! Do you see that? Looks a little bird.
Oh yeah. Okay. I mean, sure.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm just like really drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
But...
I mean, there's so much weird stuff on, you know what I
mean?
Yeah,
like, it's like, God,
there's
it's
a pyramid
like a
with an eye.
Of crazy.
Yeah. I mean, we can get into the $1 bill.
I mean, yeah.
That's what we got. You know, that's why we have Venmo.
Yeah.
So we don't have to think about this stuff.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wait, I should take a picture of that tiny owl thing. But there's something.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do it later.
This,
I don't do it now.
Some...
We're rolling.
Yeah. Rolling? You know this is in video, right?
When am I camera ready?
There will be video of the medium portion of the death of Janis Joplin on our YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, I'm doing some full blog post on ghosttowntravels.com if you want to get more, get a little more.
Get your fix.
So yeah, Bohemian Grove.
Holy shit.
I want to go too.
This does look like an owl. It looks a little bird. Am I crazy?
Yeah, but I mean, doesn't mean you're wrong.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I love it.
So pull out your $1 bills. Everyone's like, I don't have a dollar. Do you have change for 100? I'm like, can't give you change through this.
Exactly. I mean, listen, if you're not pulling out a $1 bill, send us whatever you have. It's not a $1 bill.
Yeah, just send
you
it.
You got a honey?
Yeah.
You got
cool honey?
Yeah, you got a $2 bill?
Yeah. Ooh.
How about that? My dad used to give me that why did I just become Wisconsin quickly? For lunches, a $2 bill. No owls on that.
I'm sure there's some kind of conspiracy thing with $2 bills.
Well, just that it's weird. Like, nobody cares.
Yeah.
Like, I like how people are like, with $2 bills, they're like, they still make, where do you get them? And I'm like, a bank.
Yeah.
You can get it there.
Do you have a reason to go to a bank a lot?
To deposit my cash. Come on. Come on, all my cash.
Oh, I want that hard cash.
Yeah, all that fucking cash. But yeah, we're going to put some of those pictures up of this camp for old white guys.
Yeah.
That rules the country, and I mean rules.
Yeah.
Reigns over.
Not rules like.
Not like rules.
Yeah, so rules.
Yeah, it doesn't rule. Yeah. Although, do you think they have shirts? Do you think they have merch at the Illuminati?
I don't know what their merch game is.
That's probably on sale.
If they have merch and we don't, is that like a, what do you think?
We're going to get mugs.
We're going to get mugs.
Are they going to get mugs? Your move, Illuminati!